This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
He's back this week, Jonathan, back from Los Angeles. He survived a Hollywood experience and got awarded a very special, special award, which I'm so excited to announce here. It says this, for outstanding contribution to making human rights a fact, not an idealistic dream, from the CCHR International Human Rights Award. Jonathan, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much, Robert. It was quite an honor.
And I've posted the award so everybody can see it. It's a beautiful award. Although your award ceremony is pretty spectacular too, but I'm saying they really acknowledge someone who loves liberty more than just about anybody I know, and recognizing that our rights come from a far higher place than government.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. The group CCHR is really doing magnificent work fighting FDA on psychotropic drugs and on shock therapy. A lot of people don't realize it, but the FDA still uses shock therapy on people, authorizes its use on people all around the country, and it's horrendous. I mean, it's like bludgeoning someone with a sledgehammer. You obliterate their memory, cause heart attacks, strokes, cause them to have muscle problems, and it's just barbaric, and yet that is FDA approved. And in fact, FDA is thinking of reclassifying these devices from high risk to essentially moderate risk so they can be made more available, even used on kids. They're being used on kids right now. It's just absolutely unconscionable, horrendous. Reminds me of Nazi Germany. It's really horrible. But these people at CCHR are fighting that. They're fighting the psychotropic drugging of our kids with Ritalin and other things, and they're saving kids from that horror. We've got to learn a way to treat mental illness that doesn't involve destroying kids and putting them on addictive drugs and using these horrible devices. But anyway, they're doing good work, and it's an honor to be honored by them.
Beautiful. Well, I'm so glad you're back on board with us this week. And speaking of shock therapy, I think the Democrats are claiming Donald Trump is shock therapy because they're in shock still. They don't want to acknowledge that he's president, much less that he has a different idea of how to run things than the establishment Democrats, for sure. Maybe the establishment Republicans, although we might have some questions about the Obamacare light being proposed right now. But Cheryl Chumley's on board as well, now heading up the opinions page online for the Washington Times. Cheryl, welcome back.
Great to be here, as always.
Yeah, you've got an opening salvo about the desperate Democrats enlisting the liberal media to counter Trump on the border issue. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, the latest argument, as we all know, Trump signed an executive order to put a temporary stay on immigrants coming from six different nations, terror hotspots around the world, and also 120 temporary stay on refugees from any nation. And so the left is going crazy about this because, of course, the by and large, they're pro-amnesty. And so now what they're trying to do to fight back against Trump's executive order is to kind of skew it, to spin it off into this crazy direction where they're putting out the message that because of Trump's executive order keeping out refugees, that is actually going to drive more illegal immigrants into the country. And they're basing this logic on a plan put in place under President Barack Obama that allowed immigrants of minor age to come across the borders or apply for refugee status while they were still in their homes of record. And that way they wouldn't have to travel across the border legally, according to Obama's amnesty plan, but they wouldn't have to travel absent their parents. But now, since Trump is putting a hold on that, that means these children are stuck in their nations. And even though Barack Obama's plan is still technically in effect, what it means is they can't cross because of Trump. So their logic is this is going to mean that all these children are going to cross illegally. And that's the new message that's being put out from the left. And it's a rather long explanation, but I think people should be aware this is how desperate the left has become over Donald Trump's ban.
Well, and I understand that border incursions are down by, I think, 40% without even a wall being built.
60%.
60, wow.
Unbelievable. And, you know, that's due to Donald Trump's messaging. I mean, you can't attribute it to anything else. We had open border, open border, open border under Obama for 8 years. You know, it was a sieve. There were record numbers coming across. And suddenly Donald Trump, who ran on the campaign of controlling borders, takes office and boom, the numbers plummet.
Yeah, well, there's no such thing as a message that's falling on deaf ears, despite the media trying to stop it. The more they scream about it, the more the message, I think, is heard loud and clear, perhaps even around the world or certainly south of the border at this point. Very interesting what's happening here. Now, on the Obamacare light front, Jonathan, it's really interesting that he is seemingly, at least, has aligned himself more with Paul Ryan and the establishment versus Rand Paul and Mike Lee, I think it is, and even Cruz on the issue of let's really repeal this thing cleanly and put together something that will actually work, although I understand Trump as a negotiator is probably up for negotiation.
I think that's right. I think that what Trump has proposed is, you know, we start in a world of second bests or third bests with the Obamacare. It's horrible, and you have to move up from there. Well, Trump's proposal does move up from there, but for those of us who think that there ought not be a permanent entitlement created by whatever replaces Obamacare, there are aspects of this that are disappointing and that we want to change. And so I think it is up for negotiation, and I think that he's going to allow the wrangling to determine it. Either it'll be his proposal or it'll be something better than his proposal on the conservative front. Now, I have a suggestion that I wrote in Restore the Republic about this whole thing, which I think would be the better approach than having tax credits. Tax credits are going to result in direct payouts from the United States Treasury to people who are not paying taxes. Most of those people who get those tax credits are not paying taxes, so that it is, in effect, a redistribution scheme. Tax credits are just taking from those who are paying taxes and giving to those who are not. And that's offensive to make that a permanent part of our government, paying out this amount of money year after year after year. So what I proposed instead was a system of tax deductions for anyone who cares for any person, any hospital, any physician, or any employer that cares for an individual's health insurance expenses or for their health care expenses would receive a $1.50 tax deduction from their taxes for every dollar that they expended to assist that person in need. So this would privatize the system of assistance, getting the government out of the business of tax credits and subsidies, and allow private parties to take care of their own, the people in the family taking care of their own family members, employers taking care of employees, hospitals taking care of the indigent, doctors taking care of the indigent, and receiving a tax write-off for that, which should be the case because, you know, we should equalize the effect or treatment of charitable deductions. This is really a charitable deduction and should be recognized as such. It's essential. And I would use that instead of the system of tax credits.
Have you been able to get any? I mean, obviously, I love Restore the Republic. I read it, endorse it. But Has anybody there in the current administration or any of the Congress people that might be proposing some things here, have they read it? Have they picked up on this idea?
Well, I don't know. And I do know this, though, that there have been some who have objected to me about this proposal, saying that they are true conservatives, they are true libertarians, and that tax policy should not be used to influence private behavior. I appreciate that in an ideal world. I sure wish the world were capable of being ideal, but we're in a dire situation. We have to wean people from this Obamacare and not create a permanent subsidy in its place. And for my likes, we are going to be in a better world and a more privately controlled world if we allow people to write off on their taxes money that they expend for the care of their own, their employees, their relatives, and even in the case of doctors, patients that are indigent that come before them in hospitals, patients that are indigent that come before them. And this would create more money kept in the private sector by those individuals and more incentive to help people in need. I think it's a perfect solution as an alternative to redistribution of income through tax subsidy or tax credits.
Definitely. Cheryl, what is your perspective on the Obamacare light of the establishment Republicans and the Liberty or Freedom Caucus?
Yeah, I would much rather see something that's a little stronger. I'm not in favor, really, of piecemealing away Obamacare, and I'm not in favor of some of the provisions of this bill that I've read about. Specifically, I don't like how, on one hand, it's being sold as doing away with the mandate, but on the other hand, if you read a little behind the headlines, it actually allows insurance companies to penalize those who haven't had insurance, who have up to, I believe it's 2 months gap in their insurance at any time in their history. And that's kind of like saying you're required to have insurance. So it's little twists and turns like that that I don't like. And I guess I'm still stuck on the overall premise that I just don't see how government should be involved in health care. I believe strongly in the free market on this. Mm-hmm. And I kind of am disheartened by a government that still talks about fixing the health care system when it should simply be talking about getting out of it and letting the free market deal with it.
Yeah, I've said this for so many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The only thing government's really good at when it comes to health care and most other things is getting in your way, right? You want health freedom, you want healing liberty. This is the place, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Special edition here is our award-winning co-host of this hour, Jonathan Emord, is back, and we've got lots more healing to go. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Also, Cheryl Chumbly from Washington Times. Later on, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty will join us as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. And call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Of course, if we acknowledge the Republican form of government bestowed to us by those founding fathers and framers, and, you know, Jonathan E. Moore doing his level best to defend it and reestablish it, as well as Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times doing her level best as well through communication, her writings. Of course, the Founding Fathers one day thought we might be under threat from a physicist, in fact, who says we need one world government by the name of Stephen Hawking. How does this jibe with a Republican form of government? Cheryl, you've written about this over at the Washington Times.
I don't know what Stephen Hawking is talking about here. I do. The guy's a brilliant, you know, physicist. The left loves him. He's an atheist, though, and that's where his worldview comes from. And he was talking about the threat from technology, the threat specifically from artificial intelligence. And his viewpoint is that one day robots are going to take over humanity because the artificial intelligence is always seeking the most confident way to accomplish things, and eventually that's going to push humans out of the picture. And so his view to offset this threat to humanity is that we need a world government, because world government is the only one with the resources and so forth that can take on this artificial intelligence threat. And, you know, it's just, it's a viewpoint that most people, it would never dawn to draw that connection between robots and world government, but there you have it. Even Hawking has.
Well, I think we already have robots in government. They're called Democrats. People like Pelosi, you know, it seems more robot than human in many cases. And Jonathan, again, I don't know how you hang out in that D.C. occasionally dealing with the belly of that beast.
Stay away from those people. One world government, concentration of power, power without limits, no checks, no balances. Sounds pretty grotesque to me. That's called totalitarianism. The greatest thing that we have going for us is competing governments. We have our own republic. The rest of the world would learn by following the example of the framers. And we're desperately trying to get back to a stage where we have the freedom and protection for liberty that was envisioned in the original Constitution, but expanded to embrace all people. I like one world government as long as we are the rulers. And so so I'm sure Hawking's too. I'm sure as long as his view of what is appropriate in the protection of his own rights and liberties is maintained, he would have no problem with a one world government. We'll try a one world government that is dominated by someone like a Hitler who would have exterminated Hawking's because of his physical disabilities.
Right.
I mean, does he really want a one world government? Does he want a one world government with Putin? Would have absolutely no sympathy for his view of science, but unless it was in service to the state, does he want a one-world government under the Ayatollah that governs Iran? One-world government is a bogus and simplistic concept that really is amazing that he cleaves to it, because you know, you would think anyone with that degree of intelligence would flee from the idea. You want as little government, and ultimately what we would like is a world in which government didn't exist, in which private companies and so forth, people could coexist without the necessity of government. Well, as long as there's evil in the world, that may not be the role, but government itself is an evil, and the more power that government possesses, the greater evil it propounds. Just consider our own republic. If we took our own republic and it was still in the size and scope as the at the time of the founding, we would think it irrelevant largely. But instead, it invades itself into every aspect of our lives and regulates everything that we do. Mm-hmm. As a consequence, we're constantly battling with the problems that are imposed by restrictions on liberty. And those restrictions, look, just the prospect of lifting regulation and the prospect of lowering taxes has caused an economic boom in this country. Imagine if it actually happened.
If it actually, just the thought of it is amazing how much can be transformed here. And, you know, I look at where we are as at the size and scope of the federal government as it is, and geez, the fact that they have, and Cheryl, you said it so well, that they have anything to do with our health care is disastrous.
It is, and the problem is, and actually Charles Krauthammer made a good point about this. He said, you know, entitlements like Obamacare, which is what it is, are impossible to get rid of. Once they're put in place, you can't rein them in, and, you know, I fear that that truth is going to hold true.
Well, I think that the Freedom Caucus of the Republicans are looking to do a clean repeal. We'll see where the negotiations go and if Trump will really stand by his initial phase discussion of wanting to do that as well. That's a big reason why he's in there. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to do, a political nature as well, with Norm Singleton coming up next. Cheryl Chumley, check her out, Washington Times. She's heading up the opinion page online. And, of course, Jonathan Emord can be found at emord.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks, Cheryl.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and this is the special time of the week we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Morton, now joined from the Campaign for Liberty. The guy's heading it up and directing it along with what Ron Paul started. It's Norman Singleton, C4L. Norm, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Hope you all are doing well. Jonathan, nice to have you back with us. And congratulations on your award.
Thanks, Norm. It's good to be back.
Yes. Now, I want to get into the Obamacare repeal and replace concept in just a moment, but
I just got to ask, Norm, before we run to you, because you got a lot you need to add, and we've got it linked up, your blog from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan, the whole controversy over Trump connection to Russia and Putin, you're not a fan of Putin. You've made that very clear here on the air. But is there any evidence that you've seen? Because if you thought Trump in any way, shape, or form was in cahoots with Putin, you would be the first to call him out on it.
That's right. I think Pelosi and Senator from New York,
Schumer,
are smoking the hash pipe together in Colorado far too much. Because the problem here is that there just isn't any evidence. There's no evidence whatsoever to support it. And furthermore, Trump has not behaved as president of the United States in a manner that one would expect if there was some quid pro quo he worked out with Putin. To the contrary, he's left in place the troops that Obama put into Eastern Europe. He's expanded the role of those troops. He's fortified NATO. He's actually bolstered CETO, the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization. He's provided more defense for Japan. He's just put in defensive missiles into South Korea. So these are all actions of a man who's taking the role of protecting America's allies and interests very seriously, and it is quite upsetting to Putin, who did not anticipate this. All right, that's the real political world. Then you have Schumer and Pelosi, who are making these fantastic allegations with no proof. It's wholly irresponsible in the first instance. Secondarily, it causes a massive diversion of resources and attention, costing the government and everyone all this money, and invites investigations that go after phantoms. If there was evidence to begin with, then it would be a different story. We would all be focused on it, riveted, and anxious to get to the end of it. But there isn't any there, as best anyone can tell. And believe me, if you think WikiLeaks dumps given all the fissures and leaks out of this administration from the Clinton holdover or Obama holdovers, mm-hmm. would not have revealed the details by now. I mean, then you're on another planet. I mean, it just isn't there. It isn't there. And what's nice about this is that they're pandering so strongly to the liberal wing of the party. They're completely omitting the attention that they really have to pay if they want to win the midterm elections. To those 10 states that went for Trump and that are dominated by blue dog Democrats, moderate Democrats. Moderate Democrats are repulsed by their obstructionism, failure to articulate a vision that would expand the economic pie to include those people who are suffering economically and who are instead are just fanning the flames of irrational exuberance against Trump. It just doesn't make any sense. It is sophomoric. It's like the child whose toy was taken away from the play box. They just are not behaving,
Jonathan,
with any degree of savvy here.
Listen, we've been covering partisan issues for years, and obviously there are disagreements politically, and of course people find a way to maybe work a little bit together. But now it's come to the point where the left, if you don't hate Trump, not just dislike, if you don't hate him, there's something wrong with you. That's how bizarre it's gotten. It's like there's no political discourse. There's no intellectual engagement. The left has just lost it, like you said, in the sandbox. Their toy has been taken away from them. All right, Norm, thanks for indulging us on that, because I know I want to get to you on the GOP Obamacare light issue and the things Rand Paul has said with Mike Lee and others to say, this proposal that Ryan's got going on is dead on arrival. It's never going to pass. What's going to go on next?
Well, it's an interesting situation, which is, of course, a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. The for 7 years, the Republicans have been promising repeal and replace, and there's a bunch of ideas out there, some good, some bad, some, as I titled my blog post, ugly. What they've come up with is a plan that has some good features. If you look at campaignforliberty.com, my list of the good, the bad, and the ugly. The best thing about it is it repeals a lot of the obnoxious Obamacare taxes, including some of the smaller non-healthcare related ones like the tanning tax. And it does expand access to health savings accounts, flexible savings accounts. It has a tax credit provision, which I'm not totally in step with the mainstream conservative or libertarian thought on this. I don't mind tax credits, and I think refundable tax credits are probably the least obnoxious and damaging form of redistribution because it is designed to go to the working poor. And I think that one way to address the concerns about redistribution, though, is to look at payroll tax liability in there, because as everybody knows, your single mom working as a waitress, your single dad working as a bus driver, construction worker, it's the payroll taxes that are really the killers for them. The old joke, who's FICA and why does he take so much of my money? Huh. So you can address that concern there. But when you get past the tax side, you see that they have kept in place guaranteed the Obama regulations on the insurance industry. They have kept the what's called guaranteed issue, which basically means that I don't have to, that a obese, chain smoking diabetic can call, not can make two calls when he gets his heart attack, one to 911, and then the second one to a health insurance company, and the health insurance company, by law, is required to issue him a policy. There's also this thing called community rating, which means that they can't say to this guy, well, you're a morbidly obese diabetic chain smoker who's with heart problems, so we're going to charge you a fairly substantial amount more than we're charging a 19-year-old aerobics instructor. There's a government listing of what the variations can be. And this bill does free up a little bit of those listings, but it still keeps it there. So it keeps the price controls, it keeps the guaranteed issue, it keeps most of the regulations, it basically keeps what's the heart of Obamacare. It gets rid of the individual mandate, but the problem with that is if you get rid of the individual mandate and keep guaranteed issue, you're basically guaranteeing that in 6 months the health insurance industry will completely collapse and we will have paved the way to sink a payer. So what it does is very cleverly have a kind of a almost backdoor mandate, which is that if you don't have health insurance for 2 months in a row, you can re-enroll at the same rate, but you have to pay, or you don't have to pay, but the insurance company can't pay you an up to 30% re-enrollment penalty or late fee surcharge, I forget what they call it. And this is kind of a backdoor mandate, and some people are calling it that. I think when you focus on that part of it, you're missing the forest for one very large and obnoxious tree, because the real issue here is the regulations, the guaranteed issue. Again, the community ratings, because if you take those away, you do have a market in health insurance. And also, of course, these things do encourage poor health, because the insurance companies, your home insurance company will work with you to make your health safer from fires, from floods. In Galveston, Texas, for example, because they're in a floodplain, there is FEMA and local regulations, but also a lot of times insurance companies will tell homeowners, when you're on the shore, you might want to, try to build up the elevation a little bit because the average wave is so high, and the way your home plan is right now, you're going to be smacked right by a wave. But if you build it 10 feet higher, your house will still be standing after our next major hurricane. No incentive to do that in health insurance. And in fact, if health insurance companies tried to do it, they'd probably be sued for violating somebody's civil rights, not because they were refusing to issue them health insurance, because they were telling them, you can get a lower rate if you lose weight, if you quit smoking, if you exercise, if you take these following steps.
Sure. But haven't we gotten to a place of just such nanny statism that we almost expect that the federal government has to do something to intervene in health care, even though it's not health care?
Well, that's another problem, is you have two sides of this debate. Well, three sides of this debate. You have the Democrats who honestly believe in socialism. You have the majority of Republicans, especially Republican leadership, who claim they believe in free markets. But at the end of the day, they either don't believe in it or they don't believe in their ability to follow policies to the American people. And then you have the few, like Rand Paul and Thomas Massie and Mike Lee, who actually believe in free markets.
Yeah, exactly. And Jonathan, again, it's been lost to generations now. And you know, when we talk about liberty in some ways, people might look at a squirrely eye and go, I have no earthly idea what they're talking about. I've heard the word liberty, but I really don't know what it means.
Well, I think that what needs to happen in this instance is I think the president has put out a proposal that invites, obviously, because of the detail, scrutiny and debate. And I think what needs to happen is that the Freedom Caucus members and others who are sympathetic to the idea that this needs to be a market reform need to band together and make insist upon changes to these to the mandates that remain for insurance companies to have to pay for pre-existing conditions, etc., and modify those things. I think in the end what we're going to see is something better than Obamacare, but probably not a complete extrication of the government from the health care and insurance markets. I wish it were possible to achieve that end, but I think politically speaking, you're probably going to see some hybrid in some respects, and that will likely remain unless there is a greater number of Republicans who come in dedicated for the purpose of eliminating all the vestiges of Obamacare. My hope would also be that changes, market changes that I've recommended, and that I think Norm is sympathetic to, would create such positive change in the healthcare markets that people would realize that market alternatives do work and are better than these government options.
All right, then the next question is, Norm, and you can help us answer it. How do we pay for it? Could it be gold and silver? What's going on in Arizona that frightens the Federal Reserve to their paper bottoms? We'll talk about it. The Money Monopoly after this break with Norm Singleton and Jonathan E. Morton.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll actually see Jonathan accepting his award from the CCHR International, and you can actually see a picture of the award that he got last week, being a real champion for health, freedom, human rights. And we are so proud of him and appreciative of his dedication to the cause of liberty. Jonathan, once again, thanks again for sharing your passion with us.
You bet, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
All right. And, Norm, you had a couple of more thoughts really quick here on the Obamacare repeal and replace scenario.
Yeah, basically, I agree with everything Jonathan said, although my main concern, both from a policy and political standpoint, is that because it keeps in place and just modifies slightly the government-run or managed health insurance regulation, it's not going to stop the Obamacare death spiral of health insurance. It's not going to. People are still going to be faced with too high premiums. They're still going to be faced with inability to find care under this plan. It might be some marginal improvement, but what's going to happen, the main difference is that instead of people trying to the truth of Paul Ryan's plan is, and he's very upset about it, is that the Republicans and conservatives will be blamed for it, and this is actually going to end up being remembered in the history books as one of the biggest steps towards single payer. And the second point I just want to make real quick is that there needs to be a look at FDA, changes in the FDA and the other healthcare regulations, a lot on the state level, too, of course, in terms of these laws that don't let nurses and other medical professionals do a whole lot of things because the AMA has convinced state legislatures that you can't let a professionally trained nurse, for example, take someone's blood pressure or even give a basic prescription unless there's a doctor in the room.
Yeah, well, again, it's monopoly medicine, and even within their monopoly, they try to monopolize, and that's it. Trade groups, trade associations, blocking innovation, of course, being an obstacle to genuine reduction in cost and increase in efficiency. And speaking of reducing costs, something's going on in Arizona called HB 2014. You have a blog post there at Campaign for Liberty. An Arizona Senate Finance and Rules Committee is considering this legislation, which would define gold, silver, and other precious metals as legal tender. What would that do?
That would recognize, for purposes of Arizona law, that gold and silver and precious metals are legal tender. They are money, and they can be used and treated as money in private private transactions. And so when you buy gold, you're not subject to a capital gains tax because you can't pay a capital gains tax on money. And Dr. Paul was in Arizona yesterday testifying on behalf of this bill. He had a very good turnout at a rally for it, and we're very excited about this. This is going to be a major step forward in the hard money movement and the end of the Fed movement if it passes in Arizona, and it's going to go to other states, and it's something we're very excited about.
Jonathan, could this be something that knocks the monopoly of the Federal Reserve of funny money out of the equation if even one state acknowledges gold, silver, and precious metals as legal tender?
It's a start. It's the right direction. And, you know, we need to have a free market in money,
yes,
in currency. This is the way to go.
I remember Ron wrote, I don't know who contributed to that, the Free Competition and Currency Act all those years ago, that would do that on a federal level as well.
Right. Yeah, he's been the gold. Yep. He started off as a major advocate of the gold standard, return to the gold standard, and was respected greatly during the Reagan years for that position, which he has, as it is true with Ron Paul, he stayed true to his principles all this time, and he's still there.
Interesting thing. You wouldn't
salute him.
You wouldn't need a monopoly law to mandate it if it was allowed to happen in a free market, and the people could decide what money they wanted to use. And, of course, the Federal Reserve is frightened of that because they know they can only exist in a monopoly as their, what they call money, diminishes in value the more they print it, ultimately. All right, folks, we got another hour of broadcast healing. Thank you, Jonathan Emore. Thank you, Norm Singleton and Cheryl Chumley. Appreciate y'all so much. We'll be back together next week, next hour. We got a lot more to go because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.